So Corinne, obviously last year was this huge, unprecedented run of fish, but it looks like this year is actually pretty similar to the previous record, which was 2 years ago in 2021. So would you mind telling us how it's been compared to like maybe the averages or to how that year was? What does it look like?
Yeah, so this year in Bristol Bay is very different, and I think each season sort of starts that way. Last year was a booming year. Some people I talked to called it double a boom year. It was 79 million salmon returning to Bristol Bay. That's 80% above the 20-year average. It was just absolutely incredible and unheard of. And so far, we're seeing the run come in a bit slower. There's been some days of closed fishing around the bay, and I think people are getting kind of antsy, honestly, and they're sort of expecting fish to come in around this weekend into the 4th of July. So this year's forecast is more comparable to 2021, which was less of a booming year, and the pace compared to this time in 2021 is down a bit. But the numbers are coming back in Port Mueller, the Port Mueller test fishery, so they are expecting to see that run pick up through the weekend and sort of around 4th of July. And biologists are pretty confident that the run will be strong this year.
Yeah, and then so speaking of the biologists, I know that you talked to a couple of them just yesterday and just kind of throughout the whole season because they're kind of the experts on this whole thing. What have they been saying? Has the Nishigak openings have been trying to a little bit delayed to try to save some of those kings? Is there anything about that you want to talk about?
Right. Yeah. So this year has been a big focus on the Nishigak district, and kings have been declining there. They have not made escapement goals 5 of the last 6 years. So this year, the Board of Fish made several regulatory changes in an attempt to delay commercial fishing in the Nishigak to allow more kings to return upriver. So this is pretty unprecedented and new for Bristol Bay, but they delayed that opener for sockeye until a certain escapement threshold was met, which was actually this past Sunday on June 26th. And it was a trade-off. Commercial fishermen delayed fishing in the Nishigak to allow more kings to escape upriver. It's a big investment in conservation of kings, and they're hoping it will be successful. We have yet to see how many have escaped and if those escapement goals will be made, but it's a big change for the Nishigak this year.
So, and compared to like these last few years, like a lot of people are looking at the smaller amount of fish, and the talk of the fleet every year is just always going to be the base prices. I know that we can't have the official prices until, you know, whenever they put those out, whether that's before season like Peter Pan did the last couple of years or at the end of the season, that's kind of become the more traditional thing. There's tons of speculation. Is there any range or rumors that you're heard of that you are willing to share with us here?
Right. Yeah, it is all rumors still. Nothing official has been announced, which was a change from the past 2 years. Like you said, Peter Pan Seafoods announced a base price, which fishing crews were very happy about just to have a sort of gauge on the season. But this year they have not announced a price. People are very frustrated and concerned that that is because it's going to be dramatically lower. Economists are pointing to the massive harvest last year sort of flooding the market, and retailers are still working on selling that off in markets around the U.S. and worldwide. So given the supply is higher, they say demand will be lower. We have our sources and our ear to the ground on that, but no official price yet.